Things got heated late in Hollywood as the Dodgers hosted the Marlins, but first, the reigning National League Player of the Week, Alex Wood, on the mound for L.A., getting some help from his defense.
Looking for his first Marlins hit. Here's the pitch. Colon swings, and he grounds the ball out near second. It's backhanded neatly by Taylor. Gives to Seager for one, on to first for two. That was absolutely sensational.
Maybe he can help. 1-1 to Bellinger. He's in the air left center. Back goes Yelich, looking up at the wall. Goodbye in opposite field. Two-run homer for Cody Bellinger. And it's 7-0 Dodgers for the rookie Bellinger, his eighth of the season. Single, double, homer, 3-for-4 in the game. And he's hit by AJ's first pitch. Just did graze him. And he'll take first base.
Ten strikeouts tonight in his outing. He'll not be involved in the decision. And now Stripling hits Stanton with a pitch. And the thought is that that is retaliation for A.J. Ramos.
Both benches clear in a hurry. Both bullpens clear. No punches thrown.
Nope. Just a lot of milling around. And now bodies leaning against one another and some pushing and shoving. And the whole mass moves from the home plate area up the third base line. And now there's more than shoving going on. Somebody just threw their glove out of the melee. And
well, you know,
D. Gordon got Don Mattingly out of there. Mattingly was in the middle of that.
Eventually, cooler heads would prevail as the Dodgers win their third in a row, 7-2 your final over the Marlins, who lose their fifth straight overall. But it wasn't all good for L.A. Friday night. Yasiel Puig left the game in the fifth inning with back tightness, and Justin Turner placed on the 10-day DL prior to the game with a right hamstring injury. Don Mattingly had to be restrained during a benches-clearing incident in Friday's loss against his former team, the Dodgers. After the skipper cooled off, he then spoke to the media.
Yeah, when he's out there yelling at my guy, then he's going to have to go through me. And we're going to have that. So when he wants to yell and scream at our guys, then he's going to have to go with me.
What was he yelling?
He's yelling and screaming at our guy. He's yelling and screaming at our guy. If the players are going to yell at each other and get after it, but when he's going to start yelling at guys, it's a whole other thing.
Just because he's a coach?
Yeah.
I guess through the game, your pitcher got hit hard. A couple home runs here and there. Can you talk about what happened there?
Yeah, Nico, you know, they get us early. They get one in the first, and really they got, you know, five by the fourth. And just basically put us on our heels. We didn't do a whole lot after that.
Why do you think Stanton reacted the way he did, taking steps toward the mound?
You can ask him.
How do you see AJ's pitch?
It's one of those pitches. You give up a homer and a guy gets hit, it looks bad. But, you know, also they're up 5-0, swinging 3-0. So if they want to actually count stuff, if you're going to swing 3-0, you know, when we got six outs left, you know, and playing with their plan, they got their guy out in the bullpen. So, you know, they can say it however they want it. But when you swing 3-0, up 5-0 in the going into the eighth, you can put it however you want.
This is, could something like this, move over into tomorrow's game, or is it just forgotten and that's it?
No, I'm sure. Oh, you know, who knows? You know, you never know what happens. So, it should be something that's over. I don't think there's any. I don't see it really carrying over, or you know, there's any reason to do anything. Everybody, you know, they think they got hit, or they got hit. They throw a ball behind Stanton. They swing 3-0. You know, whatever they do, whatever happens. You know, at that point, you move on.
It's the sort of thing that maybe kind of snap the guys.
Who knows? You got to play, you know, that's kind of stuff you talk about, but you got to play better baseball than the other team. And you got to hold them down, and you got to be able to score. So you can, you can say all that stuff sounds good in the media, but it's really going to come down to who plays better baseball.
How about Wood tonight?
Pretty good.
JT Riddle made a couple good plays in the field. What's he shown you since he's been up here with
the guys? He's been really good. He's been really good with the glove, and he's getting better with the bat. And, you know, he's a guy that's got a really good clock. He's got steady hands. He's calm. You know, he's a guy, you can already see it, that he's gonna be able to play a big league shortstop. And he's getting better with the bat. And that's what's going to be the determining factor, how good he's going to be.
Is this a big opportunity for him?
I think it is. You know, he was basically third guy down on the depth chart starting in spring training in a 24-hour period. He goes to number one. So it's a good opportunity for him to play, get some experience, and see what he can do.
Is it a situation now where it looks like you guys might be turning the corner, and with all these guys, the new guys plugging in holes here and there? You've got a solid lineup.
Seriously, you're asking me that right now? The way we're playing, you're asking me if we're turning the corner?
Well, can you start turning the corner with the pieces that?
Oh, we like our guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the things. I like our players, but obviously we haven't been able to get it done. That's been the confusing part, I think, for us is. We like our players, and we just haven't been able to gain much traction this year at all. So we'll see.
A.J. Ramos went up and in on Brett Eibner in the eighth. That would eventually lead to retaliation by Ross Stripling, who threw behind Giancarlo Stanton in the ninth. After the game, Ramos explained himself to the media.
You saw the at-bats before. I missed some balls up and in, I think, on Barnes. I haven't been on the mound in 5 days. Balls going all over the place. Didn't have the control that I wanted. Obviously, frustrated pitch. I was trying to throw it hard to low and away, and it got away from me. And that's it. Wasn't trying to hit him on purpose. But I guess they had a problem with that. I was out there in the middle of that. No one said anything to me. If they had such a problem, they could have came at me right there. I was right in the middle of it. So, I mean, they didn't have to throw it at anybody. So they got a problem with it. They didn't see me before the game, after the game, whenever they want to see me. Didn't have to be at the game. So that's what happened. If you still got a problem with it, then that's their fault.
Connie said he seemed like he was a little upset. They were swinging at 3-0 pitch, which is 3-0 pitches with 5-0 on the lead. I mean, is that a problem with you? Or?
I mean, everybody's trying to get their hits. Everybody's trying to, do whatever. But, that's just part. I don't know. It's part of the game. I mean, that's, I don't know. I mean, that's what he felt. So.
What did you see when the benches cleared and everybody was bunched up tight?
Just saw a bunch of pushing and yelling. I don't know. I didn't see anything. I mean, everybody's just saying get back and this and that. And that was it. I mean, it's just a scuffle. I mean, nobody really wanted to do anything, or else they would have. So.
What was Garen saying?
I don't know.
Are you surprised at Virginia? I'm not surprised.
No. I mean, those guys are going to take care of their teammates. They felt like I threw at them. They feel like I threw at them on purpose, so they're going to protect their teammates, just like we're going to protect ours. So that's just how it goes.
So they were off base in there?
Yeah, I guess they felt that I threw at them on purpose, and I didn't.
You think it's a carryover to tomorrow's game?
I don't know. That depends. That's on them if they decide to carry it over to tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
The series continues on Saturday. Dan Straley on the mound for Miami against Julio Urias for LA.